Let's recap where we've been. We started talking about elemental qualities, and then we just learned about the concept of dosha, how the elements organize in the body and create vata, pitta, and kapha, and how our Ayurveda constitution is expressed in these unique proportions of vata, pitta, and kapha. Now, I also mentioned there were two layers of meaning of the word dosha, and the other meaning of the word dosha is defect or impurity. And the reason for this meaning is that your proportions of vata, pitta, and kapha can quite easily go out of balance. It's called having a dosha imbalance, and it's when you'll start to have symptoms, either physical symptoms, physiological symptoms, or mental emotional symptoms. Now, let me see if I can explain why the doshas so easily go out of balance. If you remember, we're constantly taking in the five elements. We're consuming the five elements through the foods we eat, the sensory impressions we have, the elemental nature of the people around us and the work we do, even the weather outside. So we're constantly taking in the five elements. And the challenge is, if you take in elements or a certain quantity of elements that tip the quantity of your vata, pitta, or kapha over the quantity that's uniquely designed in your constitution, you're going to have a symptom. So for example, if you're more kapha dominant by nature, it means you already have a good proportion of earth and water quality. And let's say you've eaten a lot of bread and pasta that day and it's really rainy and wet outside, it's easy for your amount of kapha to go above a certain point, the point beyond your elemental proportions, your constitutional proportions, and you might start to have a symptom. You might have water retention, you might feel heavy or sluggish. So the same is true for vata types and pitta types. For all of us, it's quite easy to consume too much of one of our primary elements and start to get symptoms. Another reason it's so easy for our doshas to go out of balance is because we're attracted to what we are like. This is called like attracts like. If you're more kaphic, earthy and watery, you like earthy and watery foods. I mentioned the breads and the pastas. You like to be in earthy and watery groups of people where you can have a little bit more peace, you can chill out, and kaphas tend to be more homebodies. Pittas tend to like things that are hot and intense and driven. So they like hot and spicy, flavorful food, ethnic foods. They like to be in competitive and motivated groups of people. They like intense activities. Vatas like what they are. They like airy, crunchy, spacey foods. So things like salads, leafy greens, smoothies. They like to be in groups of people and activities that give them a lot of freedom, a lot of spontaneity. The thing is, as I mentioned before, if you consume too much of what you're like, it can very easily throw you off balance because it increases the quantity of your dominant doshas beyond that point that is genetically designed in, and that's what gives rise to symptoms. So the concept here is that like attracts like. We like what we are. It's where we feel in our element. It's where we feel natural. Yet like increases like and can easily bring about an imbalance. So the idea in Ayurveda is not to suddenly remove yourself from everything that you like. It's just learning about yourself and learning how much you can enjoy something that you like and how to add in other qualities that will balance things out. The symptoms of imbalance that arise if you have too much of a dosha, vata, pitta, or kapha, is called your vikriti. Vikriti is usually translated as your current condition. It's always associated with having symptoms, and it means the proportions of the doshas have changed relative to your inborn nature, your genetically designed nature, and that is when your health begins to suffer. So just to give you a few more examples. If a kapha-dominant person has an excess in kapha from, again, too much heavy food, too much sedentary activity, or lack of activity, then they will tend to have earthy and watery symptoms, heaviness in the mind and body, sluggishness, a lack of motivation, and depressiveness. The pitta person has consumed too much heat and intensity through hot and spicy food, too much drive at work. They have a tendency towards workaholism and overdoing it. If they do too much of that, they'll see the heat. It'll increase in their body and mind with irritability, anger, frustration, judgmentalness, inflammation. Those are their common symptoms of Vikriti. And the Vata person, if they overdo it on too much light, airy food, I mentioned the smoothies and the salads, if they overdo it with too much spontaneous, unorganized activity, moving around too much, they will naturally get more restless, nervous, anxious, and even dry through the body. It's because they have too much air, too much space in their body and mind. The next step, after learning these symptoms of Vikriti and common symptoms of an excess in kapha, pitta, and vata, is learning how to alleviate that imbalance. There's different ways this is approached in Ayurveda, but the first concept that you learn is called opposite therapy. And that's what we'll be exploring in our next section.